Ask that I take her Bible and her to Psalm 58. Psalm 58. I have hoping that be able to share this with our hearts tonight. I don't think I'll take home that I have something tonight I wanted to have clearer leave with you from Psalm 58. Often when we approach the Psalm, we often have some preconceived ideas of what we expect. Often they are about David having a burdened heart or fighting a battle and he pours that out to God and asks God for help and power to meet his need. And honestly, tonight, Psalm 58 is that most unusual psalm that is how I would entitle it tonight, a most unusual psalm. The title doesn't tell us about why or when David wrote it, but the title tells us it is to the chief musician. And then it says, Altas Kiss. I'll be honest, that is an odd title. That title means do not destroy. And that idea seems to be that it is something to hold on to. It is found in the title of Psalm 57, 58, and 59. Also, it tells us that it is a victim of David. That is the word that means to embrace. I believe that idea is that it ought to be committed to memory. But at that point, Shalom, big hands, and hold up, and hit some three things, quick, eat them high, that hurt us, first of all, that take it, acknowledge this, they frustration, hurt us, verses 1 and 2. David says, do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation, do ye judge uprightly, O ye sons of men, yea, in heart ye work wickedness, ye pay the violence of your hands in the earth. Painted up in hiding to those in charge when he is talking about the congregation and the sons of him. Painted is talking about those in authority. Therefore, possibly three occasions that taste and test about this fall. Possibly how Saul has been and tried to kill David, possibly right after David became king, possibly at the time of Absalom's rebellion. And they all would work. But David is looking at those in authority. And he sees their wickedness. I ask you tonight, do we not hold occasion yet frustrated about those in authority having authority at work, authority is our government. All the times they are frustrating at our lives, and that is where David is at. David, he talks about them being born in iniquity, how they are governed by the ungodliness of their heart. He says in verse 4, their poison is like the poison of the serpent. Hey, your life. Stay up at her. Stop at her ear. Lips will not hearken. The voice of sharpers sharpening ever so wisely. Painted stands there like a cobra that has a deaf ear to the charmer. His idea is they have a hard heart. They deaf ear to the voice of God. That just says a lot about our leaders today. Just yesterday, our senators passed a resolution to make it a national resolution recognizing same-sex privileges with all its privileges. And how it goes to the house. I thought about it only 7 years ago. They front-tailed up defense of the Heritage Act. But how they want to protect same-sex marriage. Our leaders turned to deaf fear to God. They don't care about what God says in His Word. And David saw it in his faith, and it frustrated him greatly. David acknowledges his frustration, but then David is transparent about his feelings. Read verses 6 through 5. David says, great hair keep the whole time. In third path. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Let them build the faith of others, which run continually. When he bendeth his bow to Judas and those, let them be as cut in pieces. I'll stop right there. But I read verse 6. I don't know how that strikes you. But when I read it, I said in my heart, well, did David really just say that? Now look at it again. David says, break their teeth. Oh God, David is saying it in country terms. God knocked their teeth out. That's why I say it's the most unusual psalm. David is saying, God just knocked their teeth out. They're like lions devouring a prey. Deal with them and their power. God, ask you the question tonight. Have you not ever on occasions gotten so frustrated that things that your thought was, God, I'd love to just bust them into toes. God, I'd love to knock them out. They're times out. Think of that verse in Proverbs that says the reading of the nose bring up for blood. There are times I'd like to get onto some people's toes and bring it till it bleeds. I said that to say this. David is just being honest about his feelings. Sometimes we're there. Sometimes people hurt us. Sometimes they make us mad. Sometimes we see wickedness unchecked. Sometimes we watch the abuse of power and we say, God, I'm just sick of the whole lot. Why don't you deal with them? That's where David's at. God, break their teeth out. God, deal with them. I want you to handle it now. If that's where our problem comes, God's timing isn't always our timing. We see problems and people, and we say, God, fix it down. Handle it down. God, would you handle them down? That's what David says. God, do it now. But then lastly, David is unmoved regarding his faith. Also, God doesn't step in right away. Doesn't mean that he isn't paying attention. This is a sign that God isn't working. Oh no. God is always watching and always working. So David settles it with his faith. It first hier helfen. David says, the righteous shall rejoice. If he seeth the injustice, he shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked, so that a man shall say, verily, there is a reward for the righteous. Verily, he is a God that judgeth in the earth. David closes his mouth by saying, God is time to handle it. God in his time will judge the wicked, and in the end God will reward the righteous. So the purpose, I believe, of this most unusual psalm is to cause us to realize that times we are aggravated, that times our feelings run off, but by faith we realize that God in his time will handle it all, and he'll reward the righteousness in that hour. That is what was on my heart. It's hard. I'll be honest. It's hard not to hear and see and heal with all that we deal with, and at the same time to keep our feelings in check. But by God's help, we can trust him.